Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the lights out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on. Lighthouse Radio.
Lighthouse Radio.
With some things that you need to know before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed.
Before you turn the lights out, turn it on. Lighthouse, turn it on.
With your host, Tim Knight, with Tia D and Erica Chanel. Let's get it started.
Yo, 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 yo. Guess who's back in the house? What's going on, everybody? It's your host, Tim Knight. We're doing a special little Saturday night, well, Saturday afternoon show. Me and Miss Erica Chanel sitting here.
Hello, family. How are you?
Yep, so we just figured we'd do a little impromptu show. also, just want to make sure that everyone understands that our show coming up next Tuesday with Mama D may be postponed. Ran into a little snag here and there. More so, not so much as her, just dealing with a few management issues, but we should be back on course with that pretty soon. So, hey, if you're listening, you can call us, 323-443-7453. Again, that's 323-443-7453. So, we were talking about relationships today. This is the first time we actually delved into such a topic. So, I'm here with Ms. Erica Chanel. Let's talk. What's going on?
All right. Well, I mean, I'm married, and you formerly are, so we both definitely know about those types of relationships. And everybody's relationship is different, you know, different scenarios, different aspects. I mean, I have a friend, she's married, been with her husband for quite some time, married for a couple years, but the relationship is not exactly where it needs to be, and the husband is not actually, the husband is the issue, let's just basically, and he's not willing to make the relationship work. Like, what do you do in those instances? Like, you know, and then you've got, like, it's not just, you know, relationships are two people, but sometimes a relationship can end up being you, that person, and then your whole family along with everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, your friends, your family, people see a certain thing because people betray a certain thing. You're not going to tell everybody if you're having problems in your relationship. So when it comes out, your family is looking like, well, what happened? Well, why can't you work it out? Why don't you do this? Because people constantly do that. They'll say to somebody, well, why don't you go to counseling? Why don't you do this? What if you've already went to counseling? What if you've already went that route? What if that person doesn't want to go back to counseling? What if they don't want to try? What do you do?
Well, people, waiting to hear from your feedback, that does pose a good question. But what is counseling? I mean, and why is it that we need an intermediary to get to the core of our issues?
I don't think it really works, because if a person is there, sitting there, mm-hmm. and they're still not going to open up and be honest about what they've done or what they need to do work on, mm-hmm. and then you leave that office and you turn around and you're doing the same thing you've always doing, you're just there just to say, okay, I did it. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing it because you really want the situation to work. It's relationships today are really hard. I mean, because you got the social networking, you know, it's like you could reach out and touch anybody, literally. Like,
true.
You know, it's and it's, I feel like it's everything is all about lies and deceit. You can't really trust. It's really bad out here. It's really bad.
Do you think it's possible to have a relationship that does not involve lies and deceit? Do you think there's actually couples out here that are really happy outside of the facade that they may portray in the public? But do you think people, when they come home, they're really happy?
I think there are some people that really are happy. There are.
Okay.
Now, the people that I know are really happy are older couples.
Okay.
So, you know, but then, you know, like I said,
mm-hmm.
outside looking in, people's relationships could be so messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't know that. because right. you're not privy to that information because people aren't allowing you to know that because they want people to think, oh, everything's going so good,
right.
everything's great. People don't want people to know. So I might think their relationship's good,
mm-hmm.
but it might really not be. You just don't know.
That's true. So I guess and let's talk about that as far as people who've been together for a number of years. Do you think that they just stayed together just because, or they have weathered some storms and decided it was more important to stick it out?
They weathered storms.
Mm-hmm.
They were embarrassed. They didn't want to let down other people, like family members, because
mm-hmm.
it just looks like, well, you could have, like, say if your parents been married for 40 years and
mm-hmm.
you feel like, okay, well, I got to make this work, or, you know, maybe your parents helped you pay for the wedding and I got to make this work, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to let down people, but you need to be happy too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How much can a person take if this person is not cooperating and not trying to make the relationship work? You know, it takes two. A marriage is supposed to be a partnership. You know, I feel like when you get married, the person should come equal to what you have or even better. You should be able to say, okay, if I can't take care of myself, this person, I could fall back on them, and vice versa. It shouldn't be only one person doing it all. And this is men, women. It don't have to be like the old scenario, the man take care of the woman. No, I'm talking about if your man, because anything can happen. If your man falls, a woman should be able to pick him up. It should be mutual respect. Disrespect is a serious thing in trust.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to disrespect me and not treat me the way I deserve to be treated, why should I treat you the same? Do unto others as you would like done to you. It's the golden rule.
Do you think that at some point one of the two has to be the bigger person and say, hey, you know what? Even though you're not treating me the way in which I want to be treated, but I'm still going to love you the right way. Hopefully this will produce something in you to make you do the right thing.
I don't know if that's going to work either, because that's just too much energy you're exhausting
mm-hmm.
on a person who's not really going to do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth it. At some point, you try, and then it's like, it's sometimes you get a sign, and it pushes you towards
mm-hmm.
doing what you need to do. What you need to do, you need to move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I always tell people to try. Try.
Right.
I would never tell somebody to blatantly be like, try.
Right.
Sometimes people can make mistakes in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and it's all about forgiveness. But if you can't forgive,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to work. It's not. Counseling, talking to the preacher, whatever.
Right.
It's just not going to work.
So the key component is forgiveness. And then I guess some people say they forgive, but, of course, they don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
To move forward in a relationship, let's just say, just for somebody that's listening right now, which you guys can actually call and chime in if you're listening. Number again is 323-443-7453. What would it take to have a successful relationship today in this climate
mm-hmm.
where, you know, like you said, there's so many ways you can reach out to people from the past, people you haven't seen since elementary school. If you were interested at some point, now you can hit them up. What would it take to really have a successful relationship, in your opinion?
I really don't know, Tim.
You know.
To be honest with you, it's like, it's really hard today. It's really, really hard. You know, if you feel like you can't be monogamous or you can't be committed to one person, don't get married. Stay single.
True.
Don't do it. Don't commit to somebody. Don't think you're going to have your cake and eat it too. It's that simple. People think, oh, I mean, but, like, don't you think at some point in your life you're going to have to answer for all the bad things that you've done? People don't get that. They live in the moment,
right.
and that's a problem. And then they say, oh, I'm sorry.
Mm.
People who get hurt should stop allowing people to hurt them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you can't stop people from doing what they want to do. You
that's
can't.
True.
And then I am saying people should try to work. If you're married, you should definitely try to work on a relationship. And then you got kids that are involved sometimes, and that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bottom line is, you meet somebody. If you want to be in a relationship, be in a relationship. If you know that you are tempted by others, don't do it. Just don't go and don't be in a relationship with somebody.
Does temptation ever really go away?
It might not. You need to stay single then.
Or, I mean, because, I mean, there's always going to be somebody that's probably I guess, more attractive, have more muscles or a better
more
body.
Money.
More money, whatever the case is, than your spouse.
Better sex.
Or your, this is true. Whatever the case is. But do you think that it's a sign of maturity to be able to say, you know what, even though that looks good, I'm not going to mess up what I have
yes,
going on?
Yes, it is. It is a sign of maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they can't handle it. Some people have very good lives, and they don't even realize it. And they give it up for something that's not definitely not worth it. And then, you know, what's going to happen is they're going to look back after they ruined that good life and say, dag, I really probably shouldn't have did that. And it's too late because you were given something good and you just couldn't handle it. Some people can't handle being in a mature relationship. They're just not capable of doing that. It's sad, but it's true.
So is it, I think... Is it the lack of activities or is it the lack of
activities.
Intimacy as far as, like, you know, doing stuff together
sex?
As a couple? Well, I mean,
no, because you know what? I know a person that
mm-hmm.
her and the husband just aren't having sex.
Mm-hmm.
But
what
they
happened?
Spend so much it does happen, but they do a lot of family activities. It's like a whole, it's like a family togetherness that keeps them together.
Mm-hmm. What's going on with the sex aspect? Why not?
I mean, to me, you're getting it from somewhere.
This is true.
You're doing something.
That's a good point.
And then at some point, when you do that and you deprive another person of,
mm-hmm.
of intimacy,
mm-hmm.
they're eventually going to go to somebody else and get that intimacy. For you to be so naive to think that that person, you're going to do what you want to do and deny that other person, they're going to move on and do something else.
Because
nobody's going to wait around.
That's true.
They'll try.
Right.
Because you always think to yourself, it'll get better. They'll change. Because they're telling me they're going to change. And then they don't. And they do the same thing over and over and over again.
Well, I know, I guess, from the male perspective, you know, the whole intimacy thing can be...
Because you can get sex from a prostitute.
That's true. Right. So, and a lot of stuff, I guess, is not taught. So I think you also
mm-hmm.
have some level of patience when you're dealing with a guy... because that's just not normal to be that intimate. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. And maybe there's some guys out there just really some, you know, into that. But, you know, I think ultimately some stuff you do have to have some patience with or be willing to teach and, you know, kind of like, hey, these are some things that make me happy. How about you start doing them and vice versa?
Yeah, and if they don't do it, you can only be, and communication is a huge part of relationship. The person doesn't want to communicate, and you're being verbal with them, and you're showing them and telling them what you want, and they're still not doing it. What are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? I mean, I'm sure being in a long-term relationship and it's not working, and then going to be single is probably a difficult situation. I'm definitely sure it probably would be, but you know, I mean, it's life. It's just part of life, and especially today.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I guess, you know, back in the day, couples stayed together, you know, 50 years, basically until death actually
did
them part.
Yeah, my grandparents were married for 60 years.
Wow. Have you had a chance to sit down and pick their brains and see what was...
I talk to my grandma almost every day.
Okay.
And I feel like their relationship is systematic. Like, they have roles they play.
Okay.
My grandfather, I call him Pop-Pop.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he's dealing with. He knows who his wife is.
Okay.
She's a tad bit bossy. They're in their 80s now.
Wow.
But she holds her man down. Like, my pop-up just recently, he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma complains because she hasn't been to church in 3 months. But it's because she needs to be there for my pop-up.
Right.
She's still holding him down at 82 years old. It's all about support and respect.
Mm.
She tells me, you know, 60 years is a long time to be one person. A long time, but they build a great relationship. Now, they might have had issues. She's not telling me about it.
Right.
But they're very happy and they're very comfortable from what I see.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that's necessary for the older generation to keep it 100% with our, you know, with the younger people?
Yes, because I don't know if what kind of issues they've ever had in their relationship. I just know that they've been married for 60 years. I know that my pop-up says grandma bitches a lot,
mm-hmm.
and she does.
Right.
But she holds her man down.
Right.
She's not walking away. Oh, obviously, not at 82.
Well, I don't know who. It's all over.
You know what? It's a good question. I need to actually call. I thought I'm going to call her after the show and ask her, Grandma, you know what? tell me, what is the secret to you and Pop-Pop's relationship?
Right.
Because I know she gets on his nerves because she's bossy,
right.
But he hasn't left.
Well, you know, I think, you know, you get a certain age, you just have a miracle ear. You turn it down. You turn it down in the left
Shut
ear.
Up.
So when you're talking, it's
oh
like you
goodness.
Can't, it's just mumbles. Or
he does have, he is hard of hearing, though.
See?
He probably shuts her, that's what he does. He probably just shuts her out.
And see, what you can also do, a lot of people know this, right? With the miracle ear, you can actually have a program for radio. So you can be listening to Night House Radio while she's talking.
Shameless
no,
plug. Shameless plug. You know what? It's a good
yeah.
question, though. And my parents been married for 39 years.
Okay.
But I don't, I know, like, I was living
you
with
lived
it. I lived
that,
in that,
that
life.
Yeah.
I know they argued. I know they had
yeah.
the issues, but I don't know the in-depth issues or anything
right.
like that. You know, I don't know because I'm the child.
Gotcha.
In their eyes, I'm not a child now, but
right.
you know what I'm saying. I'm always going to be their child, their grandchild. I don't know if they're going to be open and honest with me and tell me how they really feel, you know, if anything ever happened or anything like that. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Well, we'll take a quick little break here and also remind you the chat room is open. So if you want to chat with us, you certainly can do so on Blog Talk Radio. And the guest call-in number is 323-443-7453. Also want to let you know that, hey, you can advertise right on this show. We have 15,000 listeners. Actually, it's above that now. I just checked the stats. And, again, you know, apologize for Tuesday's show. Unforeseen circumstances, these things happen. But we are going to have Mama D on the show, and that's why I said, you know what, we need to do a little special show today to let everybody know. Now, back to relationships. At this point in life, when you do you think it's wise to get married young or older?
I think it doesn't make a difference. If a person ain't going to act right, they're just not going to act right. I don't think people I think people should wait. You need to be selective. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
If you have certain standards, nobody's going to be perfect. There are going to still be issues. But if you know that a person, if you're the kind of person that wants somebody who's handy, that can fix stuff, don't pick somebody who's not handy. Don't do that to yourself. Don't think, oh, maybe he'll take the initiative and want to learn. He's not going to do it. Or don't pick a woman who can't cook.
Right.
Because you think maybe she might want to learn how to cook. Don't do that to yourself.
Well, I mean.
Because it might not happen. And then you'd be frustrated. You'd be like, you know, there are certain things. Nothing's going to be perfect. You have to
right.
compromise. That's what a relationship is, a marriage is. It's all about compromise. And I'm pretty sure that's what my grandma's going to tell me.
Right.
You compromise. You compromise. You know what I'm saying? Papa might say something else, though.
Right.
But they both did work hard together. They had a family. They bought homes. And now they're retired and they have a home. And they work well together. They have a good partnership. You need to pick a person that's going to work with you, not a person who's going to work against you. Work smarter, not harder. And that goes along with anything in life, whether it's your job, your relationship, your kids, whatever. Don't make decisions on haste. Like something tragic might have happened to you and you said, okay, well, let's get married. Don't do that to yourself. Knowing that this person is not the right person for you. You know what I'm saying? If you're business-oriented, maybe you should be with a person who's business-oriented too. If you're a person who wants to have a family and have a house, maybe you should be with a person that wants that too.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. Let's listen. 438, what's going on? Talk to us.
Yes, I'm listening to your show. I just started listening and everything. Concerning the whole relationship and marriage thing, I think the marriage is going to go down even more until basically we change the law. Because a lot of brothers I know are not getting married, don't want to get married because they're scared like hell. Like, if I make a wrong choice with this, even though I work all my life to get a house, work all my life to save money, work all my life, just because I made that wrong choice, a woman could come 10 years later and take everything I worked and own 50% of it and child support. And then, so until we change the law, I'm telling, I know a lot of brothers are telling a lot of brothers, don't get married. We need to change completely the law so people could be married. We need to change that completely because a lot of people are saying, you're not going to take everything I work hard because it's not working us. It's not working well between me and you. You're not going to do that. You're not going to – I see some people that used to – have a house, have this and that, was married and everything, and suddenly they got divorced. The guy is living in a little apartment, not even whatever, can't even afford the apartment.
Wow. Well, it goes both ways.
It doesn't go both ways. And 90%, it's always the man who's paying. It's not the women. It's very rare that you'll see a man has alimony. Very rare. If you go to
my girlfriend has alimony. Her ex-husband $600 a month while he's sitting at home on his butt.
Well, that's rare.
But it's very rare. It's truly rare. If you go generally, it's more the man's gonna pay. Yeah. It's not the woman. It's very rare. And the child, and when it comes to the who's gonna get the child, 80 to 90% is the woman, not the man. Who's gonna pay child support? 80-90% is the man, not the woman. So when you're saying it goes both ways, no, it doesn't. Because if it did go both ways, you would hear it from women saying, "We're not gonna. Why should I pay alimony for a brother who's not doing anything?" You don't hear that from women.
Well, maybe these are the men that should really be picking women that are equal to them or better.
Well.
It's very hard to find a woman who's going to say, "I'm going to work 90 hours to become a partner of a law firm."
I'm the kind of woman, I have myself together, and I have, you know, that's why I don't see it in that perspective. So I understand where you're coming from, and I do know scenarios that you're telling me about, but I'm looking at it on my end, and I do know plenty of women that are in that I work with. I know another woman just got a divorce. She made more money than the husband, and he was trying to get support too. So, I mean, that's my perception.
Well, I agree with our caller here, but by and large, I think it's definitely an issue for the man. It does make you think twice, as you said, because if you do make a mistake, this is definitely going to be a costly mistake. 9 times out of 10, it's going to affect the man's wallet. So that's the point.
There's no question. The problem I feel a lot of relationships, there's no question of respect between the man and woman. There's no we're basically gratifying single motherhood now. We're gratifying that having no father in the house is a great thing. We hear it in songs. We hear it in things like that. We're gratifying that a person that decides to have a kid out of wedlock is okay. It's normal. It's okay. We gratify. I hear so many sisters that I go to sister personally and say, "Oh, I felt like I was ready to be have a kid, so I brought a kid in this world." Even though the kid is supposed to be the symbol of your love between the man and the woman. No, I decided to bring a kid in this world, and I think I could do it by myself, and I don't need a father to do this. That's the generation we have. We don't have the generation of my parents that basically single motherhood was like praised. It was looked at. You are crazy if you're doing that. We don't have that.
That's true. And, wow, that's definitely insightful. Having been in a similar situation, I think a lot of people devalue the importance of family, you know, and trying to make things work together for the greater good.
It's all on somebody's perspective. I grew up in a nuclear house. Like I just stated, you heard me, my parents are still married.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in that institution, and I know that it can work. Make sure you pick the right person to make it work with.
Mm.
Yeah, but even if you pick the right person, if that person decided to go behind. I even saw in the show when one sister asked the person asked her, I'm married to my husband. I have one kid with my husband. I thought I want to have a second kid. What should I do?" And basically that person said, "Well, I'm not going to tell you what you do, but you could come out of nowhere and decide, you know what, I forgot about the pill, and suddenly I'm pregnant with two."
Okay.
And she's married. I'm not talking she's not married. She's married. And the husband must have said, "No, not really, really now, because maybe financially he's not ready and this and that." Because kids cost money.
That's true. Well, man, hey, you know what? I appreciate you calling in. You definitely have a valid perspective and point. Definitely keep listening and, you know, definitely call us back, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care now. Oh, that was a good perspective, you know, and that's what the show is all about. You know, we don't want to just be dogmatic, but, hey, we respect every opinion. Call us, 323-443-7453, and we definitely can continue on. So when it comes to doing a research, let's say you're single, okay, and you mentioned some qualities that are important. How do you go about expressing that to that person to where they don't feel less than, if, to use, you know, lack of a better word. Like, how do you come across and meet somebody, like, hey, you know, you're a nice guy, but this is some things that I'm looking for in a relationship? Or do you just say it just like that?
You need
that?
To be honest and straight up. Yeah, just like that. Okay. Like, this is what I want. This is what I need. Especially if you've been in a previous relationship and it didn't work out and that person wasn't fulfilling the needs that you wanted, you got to be straight up. You know, especially if you're in a certain age. If you're in your mid to late 30s, and say you don't have kids or you've already been in a relationship and you're looking to be with somebody for the long haul until you're in your 80s, you have to make a wiser decision. You have to think about which decisions you made before in your previous relationships, and you got to say to yourself, okay, I know that a certain thing, nobody's going to be perfect, and people can change on you in a moment. Yes, mm-hmm. That's right. But you know that you did what you know in your heart, okay, I know that they had themselves together, they had a good job. I mean, because you could lose your job.
Sure.
Anything can happen in life, but when you know from the get-go that this person isn't right and they're not willing to make changes, or maybe they're not willing to make more money, or maybe they're not willing to cut the grass, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Anything. You have to think about those things before you be selective. It might not work out, but at least you know you were being selected and you waited and you thought about who you wanted to be with.
Well, interesting. Well,
tell me what you think.
Well, no, I'm listening today. This is the rare time where Tim Knight sitting back.
Tim Knight not saying anything. I mean, that's the true girl.
I have
a friend. She waited for a long. She's very selective.
Mm-hmm.
She hates that I say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that she was selective.
Did she get what she
yes.
wanted?
Now she's getting what she wants.
Okay.
And it might not be in the perfect package that everybody thinks that it should be. You know,
okay, so he's busted?
No, not at all. Absolutely not.
Okay.
It could be height, size,
right.
age. Maybe somebody said, oh, he might be too young for you. Oh, he's mm-hmm. he's too big for you. He's too fat. He needs to, you know what I'm saying?
But that is a good thought, because a lot of times we do have in our mind a perception, I guess, of what that perfect person is supposed to look like, and sometimes it doesn't come how we thought. But the qualities and the characteristics of what we wanted is all in that person. So that's kind of awesome. Quick plug, we do have a promotion going on Fiverr. Basically, you can be on the show for $5.
Fiverr, spell that, because it sounds like you're saying Fiverr, like
Fiverr.
F like Frank.
Yes.
I, V like Victor, V like Victor, E-R.
R. It's two R's.
Not like Fiverr, like
right.
Fiverr.
Well, simply put, go to timknight.com, which is timmknight.com. Promotion, $5, 15,000 listeners, promote your product, your service, whatever you got going on. We got about 2 minutes left. Any more callers, you can definitely sneak in real quick.
Yes, please call in and so you can talk to me about how you feel about relationships.
Yes, this is your area. This is not my thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm living and learning.
Why? You've been in relationships.
Yeah, I'm more so living and learning, though. I don't really profess to be. Yeah, you know, you talk to me about some politics or
you
something
know Dr.
else.
Dr. Ruth, are you?
Definitely not Dr. Ruth. It would be Dr. Phil, if anybody. But, no, this is not my forte. I'm just living and learning and trying to do
I mean,
like
you know
that.
What it is? People portray these roles.
Mm-hmm.
You're about, oh, they were a perfect couple, and then all of a sudden, they're getting a divorce. Why? Because people's...
It's a facade.
Yeah, people change. They're... What they want changes, and relationships are very hard.
Because
it's like I said, I mean, the people were cheating online back when we didn't have cell phones and they only had house phones and stuff like that. Way back in the day, people found the way.
You know, one thing I would have to say, I think that just not to get too, but I guess if you both love God, then I think that will be the determining factor, because you're not going to do any. If you have really respect and reverence for him, I would think that should keep you from doing what you're not supposed to do, and vice versa, the other person. And I think if he's the center of all things, then things can go a little bit better. But when we take our eyes off the prize,
that's
then
right.
anything can happen.
I mean, but not everybody's religious.
No,
but
you know,
have
something
faith
created
in something.
You. Yeah, the creator.
Morals,
somebody, something created
morals
you.
Morals and respect. It's
absolutely.
All about morals and respect.
Yeah.
Respect that person. If you don't love this person anymore,
mm-hmm.
tell them. Let them know. Don't treat them bad and not answer the phone when you go out, mm-hmm. or tell them where you're going. Just be honest and upfront and say, you know what, this is I'm not feeling this relationship. I need to move on. That's what you need to do. People need to be more upfront about situations. It's stop lying and cheating.
It's over. All right, people. Take care.